Let's go to Central Auckland now. Joining us from Mount Eden is RNZ's Jeremy Rees. Jeremy, what's it like where you are?
Well, good morning, Corin. It is, as you said in your intro, bucketing down here now. I don't know if you can hear the rain on the roof of my car and the windscreen wipers that are not keeping up with the rain, but it is pouring. It's been very, very heavy and very persistent since about 5 o'clock this morning. It's probably been raining since the 1 or 2 o'clock, and Aucklanders are probably waking up with that sense of fear of sort of and listening to the rain on their roofs. I've been out and about in Mount Eden and Sandringham, two of the areas that have had some flooding from Friday. And there is water really starting to form now in some of the sort of the gutters along the roads.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder whether drainage is going to be a big issue from hopefully a lot of the drains that were blocked might have been cleared. Are you worried that flooding is going to start seeping out onto some of the main roads?
I think it is now just starting to form. I've been out around sort of Sandringham in that sort of Eden Park, St Luke's area, which, as you might have recalled, it used to be an old swamp where they sort of built Eden Park and then put in wonderful sort of hydraulics and hydro systems for them. Water is now starting to sort of form in those sort of nooks and crannies and dips in the roads. And that's the worry, because the moment it starts to form and hold itself, it then spills over into people's garages, into people's houses. Cars start having to drive through them. There are some now very deep puddles starting to form. On Sandringham Road at Perry Road, there's a dip in the road where it was very, very deep on Friday, and it's looking fairly similar now. If you should try and avoid it. There's also a large pooling around parts of Eden Park and St Luke's Mall. Now, on Friday night, it felt as if every street, every little dip in the road, and every intersection had these massive pool. So we're not seeing it at that level yet, but they are starting to form, and it's very heavy rain. It seems to have almost intensified even just in the last few minutes of sort of talking to you.
How would you compare it to the sort of the torrential rain you were getting on Friday night? Is it starting to get to that level, or you're still a wee way off?
The rain feels similar in that on that Friday, it was raining for hours and hours and hours, then intensified late in the late afternoon, early evening. We're feeling this intensification, this intensity now. I think it's the same, but we're not quite seeing the level of pooling yet. Now, I don't know we don't know how that's going to be as light breaks over the city, but it's not feeling as it did on sort of Friday evening.
Well, that's good to hear, although it's pretty clear, isn't it, Jeremy, that we're not out of this this morning, and there's a lot more to come in terms of rain.
Absolutely. And I mean, what feels different, I think, for Aucklanders is that usually our rain sweeps across the isthmus in sort of squalls, but this is heavy and it's persistent, and it's been going now for 3, 4, 5 hours, and now there's been no let up now for the last hour. That's when it starts to feel extremely worrying.
Indeed. Jeremy, thank you very much for that update. We'll keep in touch with Jeremy Rees there, RNZ reporter in Mount Eden. The rain is coming down pretty heavily in Auckland this morning. Let us know how you're getting on.